וישלח יעקב מלוכים בפונו בן עשו ואוכי בארצו סייר שדה עדן. וצבו ישום בימוי, חיסומו לאדוני לעשו, כלומר אך בכל יעקב, אם לא בון גרתי, בואך הרדות. Remember, I saw somewhere, it was one of the Gdolim that needed a favor from the Russian Tsar. And he asked the secretary, Rishuva, to write a letter. And he wrote, you know, the king of the Kovnerov, was asking a favor. So Kovnerov said, no. Shemun Yaakov says to Esav, Adoni Esav, Ko'omar Abdecho Yaakov. You bet for my goy, you're allowed, to, you have to be machmia. You don't have to come, Ich bin Meganzim and Ha'omar. People can tell that you're a Choshev guy. But the message has to be Abdecho Yaakov. In Lovon Garti Vo'echa Radota. What is the pshat? Im lo von garti, zog Rashi, lo yinasei sisar v'choshu v'lager. V'v'acher garti b'gematri etaryag, kelemar im lo von arosh garti v'tari mitzvah shamarti v'lelomati mimai sovoroi. So Rashi says, garti is b'gematri etaryag. Kelemar im lo von garti v'tari mitzvah shamarti. I once in a book, it was a mistake, someone took out a sefer, a booklet, a paper, a Shabbos sheet, and he asked the kasher, Rashi says, Im lo von garti, gematri et taryag. Why Rashi has to say gematri et taryag? The letters garti is chiluf oisias taryag. Taryag, garti. Is a klal behilchis gematrius parperoes, chiluf oisias comes before gematri. Makes sense, Chiluf Oisius is mamash the letters. Gematria is codes. So why Rashi says Gematria Taryag? Let Rashi to say Chiluf Oisius. Yeah, but it's a shtus. Why it's a shtus? Don't know why? It's a shtus. Taryag is not a word, it's also a Gematria. Taryag is 613, isn't it? No Chiluf Oisius Taryag. Yeah. But they printed it. We call Makoy Im lo von garti Vo'echa radoto. So Rashi Im lo von garti V'tarya mitzvah shamarti V'lelomati mimai sovoroi. Rav Gifter would say Alamol. He says Im lo von garti V'tarya mitzvah shamarti V'lelomati mimai sovoroi. If he kept Taryag, for sure he didn't learn from Esau. Why is there a person who could keep Taryag, learn day and night, keep four chalki shulchan aruch, and he could be a could be a mushas. In lovon garti, aber v'taryag mitzvah shomarti, v'lo ilomadeti mimai sovaroi. A person has to know it's not enough to keep. It's a Shulchan Aruch HaChamishi that you have to know how to behave, to be a mensch. Person has to know how to behave, how to be a mensch. So, Lovon Garti V'Lelomati Mimai Zavaroi V'Hi Lishor V'Chamoy Yurtzoin V'Ebed B'Shifcho V'Eshlecho La'Agid La'Avimi V'Nitzoichein Be'Inech. So, Biskerov would say over, and once he went to Dacha, and he met the Rabbina. And the Rabbina said a pshat, Biskerov said he doesn't know if it's the real emes, but the vote is good. The Mahalach is emes, he doesn't know if it's the real pshat in the post. Yaakov tells Lavan, Im Lavan Galti, V'Taryag Mitzvah Shomarti, ולולמדתי ממאי סוברוים, how? ויהי לי שור וחמור, because I looked on love like he's a show והחמור. I did not respect it. A person has to know, if a person wants to grow, he has to know the way not to be mushpa is to look at it like it's a shorva achamor. I remember once I was sitting in a Kirov event in Lake Beaker, Connecticut. I don't know if you know where it is. It's like, and the water is a very, very beautiful place. It was a beautiful Kirov event. I was the guest. In the middle of Shabbos, the whole matzah. In the middle of Shabbos day, they put near me this doctor. See who he is. Jewish doctor from Manhattan. Top heart surgeon. It was like a whole COVID at the event that he came. And he tells me, you know, today in the morning, this Hasidish kid from Muncie with his father, and I took care of them. He's like, oh. I said, so how you got here? Like, he said, I parked my car outside the neighborhood. I walked over. So I asked the people near me if they could give me a bag very quick. I'm going to vomit. I touched someone that drove a car. I'm going to vomit. Quick. Rush. I'm going to vomit. I touched someone that drove. It's Shabbos. Going to vomit. And you know, it's about the vomit, yeah. I touched this guy, he drove in Shabbos. So he didn't hear about it. Upset with me, this and that. I said, quick, 1 second, I know the whole place I can do it. Please get me a bag. So the head of the place told me, you know, Rabbi, we understand, but you know, it's not so uncommon what you're doing, you know, it's not so proper, you know. But the guy didn't hear nothing. I said, if I will tell you that he will tell me that he's a carnival and he ate the dick, what? Carnival. The guy eat people that eat people, yeah? And he ate for breakfast these nice hot dogs, the kids' fingers. You would understand that I wanted a vomit? Now, what happens if someone eats kids? Chenek. Shabbos is skillet, much more chomel. Right? You can eat kids, Shabbos is much more chomel. He drove, he didn't eat kids. So, after Shabbos, people came over to me, you know. So I told them, you think I really went to vomit? I worked on myself so hard to vomit. Put my finger inside like 20 times till it worked out. I'm not holding there, but I wish to hold. I said, you can only do kiruv if you look at it like that. I love the person, I dance with him. The whole Shabbos, he was my best friend. I sent him patience today. But you have to work on it. If you go in a place and comes a guy, you go to a Shabbos hotel, comes a guy and tell you he's the richest guy, boom, he's not keeping Teriyah Mitzvahs. Say hello to him, smile to him, yeah? Comes a Yerushalmi guy with Epis, some clothes, just ask him to go to another table, right? Why? Yaakov said, the reason I didn't become like Lava, this is what Miskarov said. I looked at it like a shorva achamoy. It doesn't mean Lava and Lava Yaakov. He was begging him to stay. He didn't let him to leave. It doesn't mean that he threw smelling water in his face. But to look at it like that. The question is how you look at it. If a person knows to look, then he doesn't grow, he doesn't get spoiled. Chazal say, skip. Yeshuva Melochim. Vayiro Yaakov moi vayetzol, I'll go back on his land. Vayiro Yaakov Moi Hatzileini no miyad ochi miyad eisov Kiyoro no ichio isoi ben yoroi veikani eim albonim. Zog de beis aleini, des tut shterot. Hatzileini no miyad ochi miyad eiso. Hashem knows that your brother is eiso. Not only that. If someone is not your brother, the chances that he will chop you up are bigger, right? A brother, no chalas is a brother. So when he's davening to Hashem to save him, why is he mentioning that he's his brother? Here is the place not to mention. You're right, he's your brother. But you know, Hashem, save me from Esav, that nice, nice person that wants to kill me. You say, the cruel, cruel person that wants to kill me, right? Hatzileinu no miyad ochi miyad Esav. Also, Frank the Beis Halevi, Hatzileinu no miyad ochi miyad Esav. Why we need two miyad? Zog the Beis Halevi, Hatzileinu no, if he wants to be my friend, please, I'm so worried about it. And I'm also worried if he wants to kill me. But I'm more worried if Esav will become my friend. Hatzileinu no miyad ochi miyad Esav. Reb Moshe says that the Yaakov told him, Im lovan galti v'tayag mitzvah shemaldi. The whole world asked the kasha. Esav comes, you want to tell him, listen, I'm strong, I'm a giant, tell him, you know, lovan, Esav, I came, you know, I kept tayag. Esav says, you kept tayag. What did Yaakov say? Esav, my brother, you know, I kept tayag. I even didn't learn from the midas rois, I'm like, mamash, a nice, nice person. Thank you, my brother. Okay, I want to kill you. What is the shaykhis? So some of Hoshim learned that Yaakov claimed that Esav, you have money. Don't think you have money because I did not keep the Torah. But one day when I will keep the Torah, you will lose the money. Why Esav was upset? Because Yaakov stole the brachas. So Yaakov told him, I know, now you have a good life. But you think one day when I will keep Torah, you will be nebach. I'm telling you, even now I'm keeping Torah, and you see, you haven't gone fine. So don't think that it means that when I will keep Torah, you will be poor. This is one pshat, and it's a very nice gishmaki pshat. The Moshe Feinstein said, he told him, I want to tell you, I'm sending you presents, I'm planning to be fair, but I want to tell you, I'm not planning to change. Not even once. I don't eat in hotels without Hechsher. I'm not going to be your friend. Im Lovon Galdi, I was living by Lovon. I didn't carry, I didn't do this, I didn't look here, I didn't schmooze there, I didn't have a watch. Im Lovon Galdi, the time, I miss the Shabbat, don't think, oh, I'm sending a message. Oh, my brother Yaakov, a little bit, you know, got open-minded a little bit by Lovon, Baruch Hashem. He's open-minded. Don't have such a tzad. Nothing changed. Atzileinu miyadochi miyadoiso. I want to skip a little bit. Go back a minute. Vayvosor Yaakov levadoi vayoovek ishimoi ada loisa shachar. What is vayoovek ishimoi? Rashi says, Menachem Pirush Vais A'ar Ish. When two people fight, especially when there's no roads, dust goes up to the sky. Second Pshat Rashi says, Miloshen, so the first Pshat is Miloshen Avak, Avak is dust. Second Pshat Rashi says, Miloshen Ovik, Ovik means attach. Moses says was a person that was an animal, Ovik based, and they were chashed him. Rashi says when two people fight, you know, they call it a hug, is a word for that. Choking hug, you know what I mean? What? Bear hug. Yeah. So this is the way they do it, they fight, and then you get them down. So via Ovek, you really hug each other till you want. So two pshatim, what is via Ovek Ishimoy? Dust or a hug? What is the pshat? The pshat is, Soroi Shel Esav came to symbolize the war with Yaakov. And Esav is going to fight over the years with two ways. One, he will become friendly. He will hug us. Come, do courses, be friendly. Come to eat out with us. And sometimes he comes to make it very difficult for us. Dusty, no clarifying. Hard, shvel, hard. Chazal say in Chulim, Chad Omar ketal mitchochem nir eloi. Vechad Omar ke amaoretz nir eloi. It's not a spirit. Solo Yishal Esav came in two faces. Ketal mitchochem niraloi, v'kam oretz niraloi. The war, and this would Yaakov Davin, this is the oimek of the Mesalevi. Atzileini no miyadochim miyad Esav, this is the Gemara in Chulin. Chad Omar ketal mitchochem niraloi, v'chad Omar kam oretz niraloi. Esav has these two zachim. And a person has to know we have to fight. וירא כי לא יאכל לו ויגע בכף ירך או ותיקע כף ירך יעקב. רש"י says, what is it? תמכין דאורייתא. That בעצם, like we spoke last week, that the brachas that were given to Yaakov 2 weeks ago was בעצם that he doesn't need Esav's support. Yitzchok wanted to give the money to Esav to support Yaakov, and Yaakov doesn't need outside support. There's enough Jewish money, you just have to get it, but there's enough Jewish money around. אבל ויער כי לא יוכל לו יבאי, ותיק על כף ירך יעקב, חזר לסוירים, פוגע בתמחין דוי רייס. And it's the yeshiva's struggle, אך זו כסתר struggles, and there is the Esav real. The person has to know we need it, but again, a person can't change because he needs it. So this is בעצם the מלחמה of Esav and Yaakov. לא בונגרתי, המצווה שמרתי, ויהי לי שויר. Not to look on it up, to look on it down. Again, not on the person, on what he represents. It's a avoida. I'm telling you, in our generation, it's a huge avoida. You will sit in this medrash, and Goyim will go in, come in, put his president, Lamazan. And Trump will come in. And the whole Spanish will turn around. So you're right. Also from Chaim Kanievsky will come in and everyone will turn around. What if you will come in a Yingeman that knows Shas? First a Yingeman that knows Shas. No one will turn around. So would we turn around to Chaim Kanievsky is not because he knows Kalatari Kulak. He's a Chaim Kanievsky. Yeah, but when a Yingeman that knows Shas comes in, not again. So we are more impressed, more taken over from someone that is the president of the United States, from a Talmud Chacham. This is our weakness. So the main we could learn from that. If we will not look up to that, and I'm telling you, don't think I'm speaking about Chatzkel and Shmuel, every guy in this room. And I'll tell you now, at the end of Shiur, we're having a surprise. I got Donald Trump to come, yeah? You'll see the whole Shiur that Olam will look like. I'm telling you. I'm asking to try it. Now it's too late. Next week they ask it. But, yeah? But if I'll tell you that, and it'll be packed that week, yeah? I'll tell you as a guy that... So what I'm saying, a lot of you hear a vote. Yeah, you attack it, show the chamor, you attack it, you have to look at it. No, attack it. And you say, this is a weakness that in our generation is besi. We are besi agolus. In old generations, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and we suffered from the goyim. So we looked up to them because they were stronger from us, not because we really respected them. It was miustik, the goyim. It was miustik, the people to marry goyim. It was miustik. But we were scared for them. Aaron and Doi Hashem said, we're not scared. Hashem made everyone as friendly. But the koyach of the Yevonim, the koyach of the Golus HaAchroina is the choyshech, the darkness, the friendly. Okay, we look up. We look up. Yaakov said, I came with nothing. This is what the Biskarov told. He said, the Rabbina gizok mi rapshan. He said, it's not right in pshat, it's not what Yaakov meant. But he's right that this is the derech ha'avoida. Vayehi lishon v'chamor v'hevel v'shikho. Don't look up. Yeah, I'm going to vomit. I touched the guy that drove in Shabbos. Yes. This is the way we have to look at it. I sat near a bochur and I learned yesterday. The same thing, vayda, yeah? It's all bizarre. the guy came over to me yesterday, second Saturday, the man that asked me a shayla, he learns with the bacher, he found out that the bacher has a smartphone. So he wants to drop him, he went to ask what do you want to do with it. And the bacher got another bad bacher. So like, you know, first I told him, like, what do you want? Saturday, you know, like, my whole second Saturday, back and forth, he was asking all the Gdolim what to do to drop that bacher, not to drop that bacher. The bacher would go off the derech, he would drop him, or not, he's a nebach. I said, he can't, he's not. I was like, what do you want? So he told me, if I'll tell you that this guy does affairs by night, you'll understand that I don't want to live with him. But I look at it the same. Nothing can know this. He's not trying to tell nothing to the guy. He really ickled. He lives with the guy for 2 years. He became nauseous to learn with him. We don't understand it because we're a shlach. We don't have a woman. The guy that has such a thing, sees bad things, disgusting, yeah? His head is disgusting. That is disgusting. There's another shot, maybe a little bit not. Maybe we'll go to the end with the parasha first. It says, Mochmotcha and Bait Vegan, if you're Bait Vegan for Shabbos, Mochmotcha gives a shir, parashas Vayishlach, Chum shir. Starts like 10 o'clock by night and finishes 3 o'clock in the morning. And he says one vault over that whole dosha. Says, at the end of the parasha, we have the story of Shechem. Shechem takes Dina. He took Dino, he was my answer. So Rashi, what is Vechein lo yose? It was a Kabbalah that no one was starting to start up with girls. Absurdus. So, can the Vala also be Israel? Vechein lo yas. Zog the Besalevi Pshad. Okay, Shechem kidnapped Dina and he was ma'anasir. But he didn't know, he doesn't know what is Yaakov Avinu. So, what is, can the Vala also be Israel? Lishkov is Bas Yaakov? Vechein lo yas. Chayim lo yaseh, zog de Beis HaLevi, it's a shmeisa in the Akdomah. The Yisrael is the shmeisa in the Akdomah. If a person gives his friend to watch him, tapuchim shel kesef, he gave him silver apples. Now the guy really had silver gold apples. I mean real gold. But he knew if the guy would know that he has gold apples, it's mamish and yisoy, it's chayim gedik mosi, it's millions. So he thought of the silver apples. The guy threw it in the garbage. He is rushing somewhere. The guy goes, where's my apples? And I threw it out. I know it's 5,000 rubles. Oh, baby. The guy says, no, it was apple gold. Gold from apple. This is 50,000 rubles. The guy said, you told me silver. So I didn't take a chayis on gold. He says, yeah, but you threw it away. He says, okay, so I will pay you. So the Chetzei says, Mechayev, why? Who gave you permission to throw it? If it will get lost, it's oneness. So pay only for what you took. Mr. Levi brings down, if a person, the Moshe, does not mock me, the Moshe, we don't eat Cholavako. Some people eat Cholavako. So the guy Chas V'Shalom eats Cholavako. Now, the Derech Kol Cholavako is a real Cholav Yisrael, just you didn't check it. But Lemay said the goy really put horse milk inside. You chayev. Why? No one gave you a hetah.
when a guy goes to a hotel, the oilam say that it's kosher, but it's not. Not lamazon mederech kol is good. That week, they served pig in the mistake. You can't say I'm a oinus. The mashgiach said it's okay. No one led you to trust it. A guy goes on the street and he sees something that he's not allowed to see. He thinks about something. You know, we're not malochim. Everyone has yitzhar. But this is kol zman. You did what you have to do. What I could do. But lamazon, when a person goes to a place he's not allowed to see, go. And he has machshavas, he's nenash like a pusheya mamish. If he has chasv shalom kedusha, he's nenash, no one let you to go there. The guy goes on a plane, cheer in front of him, he sees things moving. What's coming down? What he could do? It's people on the walls, walking. But if he buys something that he's not allowed to have, and he sees, he's not oinus. He's a pusheya. Zog de Bisalevi. Bnei Yaakov told Shechem, if you're allowed to grab girls on the street, put you grab the wrong one. Say the oinus. Abo v'chein lo yase. Sha'umos god ru'atzmon that they're not starting up. So you are wrong. So now we could punish you for Bnei Yaakov. Beautiful vote from Bisalevi. כי לבוא לו עושה בישראל לישקה וזבז יעקב וחיין לא יעשה. It's unaccepted. Told us we didn't know who is Yaakov, we didn't know who is Dina, we didn't know, but they took one of the Shvatim, Dina. V'chein lo yase. And Baruch Mordechai, when he says it over, he says over the Maise, with Bisalevi, when he was in Sklutz, it was a Rav, and it was going in the middle of the night, and they came to an inn, it was a snowing night, 2 o'clock by night, they went near Lish, and they couldn't carry on, it was heavy snow. And the Bisalevi told the Balagola, knock on the door, say we have to go in. The guy didn't open. He said, knock strong, en brera, papikoach nefesh. And the guy opened, started to yell at him, come inside quickly. He showed him near the oven, sit down there. He sat down, the Bisalevi took a candle, started to learn. He said, yeah, grab it, night, go to sleep. So they were sitting there, Bisalevi quietly with his shamash at the corner of the house. 2 hours later, it was a huge noise. Horses stopped. Balabais opened the door. I forgot. Kodim Nerov, Rebbe, like 20 Hasidim. Balabais right away got up, opened the chandelier, put the oil, the candles, all matzah. And the big rabbi said he didn't have a meir yet, so he went to wash his hands. And away he sees the Bisalevi. He said, the Slutzkerov. Kitzur, he took him over, you know, they sat down in the suga, you know, the Slutzkerov was there, the rabbi took the le'adom, everyone was singing. The only one that looked nevach was the Balabais, and he realized he was mevazah the god le'adom. In the morning, he came to ask Mechila from the Bisalevi. Salevi said, he's not much. He said, you treated me less than we have to treat a Jewish person. This is not a chos esoch. So because you didn't know that I'm Slutzkerov, is no heter. And he told him this vote. Lo if you would treat me like a regular person, you don't know that I'm the God of Adam. You open the door, Achmas Azochim, come inside. You're treating me like an animal. V'chein lo yase. I can't be moichel. Because you'll be nitva like a mazid in the Shemaim, what you did to me. She says, what is the Eitzah? Salevi says, you'll come to me, to my house, you'll live by me for 2 weeks, and you'll see what is Achmas Azochim. And he came. So Bahmota says over the story, like, takes 3 hours. 3 hours. First he says, that's how the snow is. It's all, you hear every detail. Oh, but that is the message. And a person has to know it's a huge tvir. When someone is wrong, l'moshel, you speak lashon hara on a guy. You say a bad word on him. Because of that, he loses his job, he loses his parnos, he loses everything. You didn't mean it. You just famous story. They had a Lashon Hara organization. So they said one of the people spoke. There was two girls sitting in a bus. They were speaking about the friend that got engaged. And he said, she's a girl. She has a temper, this and that. So the lady in front of them turns over. She says, I appreciate very much. He said, why? He said, no, I'm the mother of the chassid. Not what I heard. It's okay, I really, really called my husband. We're breaking off the shidduch. No, don't break it up. He said, I heard a snubby girl has a temper. She's not even nice. She has bad meters. What I needed for her? No one likes her. She every time starts up with that. Well, I don't need her. No, we didn't mean it. We didn't mean it. She said, I'm sorry. I heard you for half an hour speaking about this girl. My son, I'm not doing the shidduch. Started to cry and beg her. She said, nothing will help. Nothing will help. I'm breaking the shidduch. Kids, she went off the bus, they went off in the wrong stop, and they just followed her and begged her and begged her. Before she came to her house, she said, I'll tell you the truth, I don't know who is this. I don't know this girl here. But she said, but look what Lashon Hara could do. Look what Lashon Hara could do. So, Mahmoud had explained, if but Luya Tzur, the shidduch would break, you'll be punished ki'ilu you went to spoil it for that guy. Because you were wrong in your decision. Sometimes a bacher wants to come with you, you're going away. Say no. Sometimes you're allowed to say no. Sometimes it's wrong to say no. But you know, say no. That guy goes back to his room, is depressed. He decides to stop to go to learn. In the end comes a doctor instead of a Talmid Chacham. And all of that is in your punishment. All of that is in your punishment. Why? Because you didn't this v'chein lo yas. V'chein lo yas. I want to finish this, and then say we'll go back, we're only at the beginning of the parasha yet, but it says after it, so they come to fight. V'hibayim ha-shlishi. ויקחו בני שמעון בני יעקב בני שמעון בלוי יחידינו ישחרו ויבואו על העיר בטח ויהרגו כל זוכו וזכמור ושכם בנו יהורגו לפי חרם פרק למדל פוסק כפי חובו so the shayla is it says ויקחו שני בני יעקב שמעון בלוי יחידינו ישחרו ויבואו על העיר בטח בטח means surely safely. Rashi brings down two pshatim, one pshat betach, because they knew that the shlishi lemile, medel shagada, b'schus tefila savrov, v'eschamor v'eschem hordu l'ficher. So shtikl mashma that v'eschem v'chamor was really a war, they had to ramish chop them off. The city was l'fi betach. It's not such a kash, it could be two people, you don't have to write betach, two and two, it works. The chiddush is that in the city they were betach. The Sponer brings down says, the Al-Sheikh says a gevaldik gevald. And the big shayla is, why they killed the whole city? Yeah. Why is it? Because she had zoom, the Raman has a kash. Shechem v'chamor deserved to be killed. Why the city? What did people do in the city? And then Shechem v'chamor came and said, listen, we spoke to Yaakov, if everyone cuts themselves, we'll be okay. So everyone made a bismillah. We spoke to them, they're masking for the deal. What the city did wrong? So one pshat is that goy also lachbel ba'atzmoy. And the Ramban learns that Adinim nitzavu v'enoyach. They had a chiyuv mechoy. Even though it's dangerous, Chamor was the head of the city. It was a chiyuv mechoy.
and Vavli didn't do Chilu Mechoyim, as then they got Vadish. Zog the Alshech, the city did not have Taive. It was only a Chilu Mechoyim. Shechem had a terrible Taive. Chamo. The ones that did not have taiva, on shom chomur mimi sheyesh lo yataiva. The Meir Zog the Alshech, by killing the city, they knew for sure it will work out, because they knew the people in the city are wrong. Hashem mechamo also. But was more better, Zog the Alshech, by killing the city from killing Shechem and Chamor. Because the city was showing. Some say a different pshat, that Stoli Machlekes Rishonim, if Shlishi Lemila is worse or better, right? To say, the city was Shlishi Lemila. So this is the first pshat. Bayom HaShlishi. Shechem v'Chamor did the Bris Mila the day before, so they were not in Shlishi Lemila. So if the Pshutei Shel Rashi, the Betach was because they were Shlishi Shel Mila. So all of them were just sick, just killed them in 1 minute. Shechem v'Chamor already went back to themselves. There was a real war. There's a reason in the first, in the whole city it says Betach, but later it says. Then it says in the end of the parsha, "Vayemer lo Elokim Shimcho Yaakov lo Yikore Shimcho Ed Yaakov ki Yisrael Yeshmecho Vayikore Shmo Yisrael." It's a long vault, so I'll say something shorter. What is it, Rashbam? Alkei lo Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael Esgid Anosh. Why not? Alkei lo yoichlu bnei Yisrael esgid anosh. Zog der Rashbam. Nezikoroi gvurosoi של יעקב ונס שנעשה בו. This the Rashbam says in the beginning. Then the Rashbam says, פשט, Rashbam learns a gewaldig פשט. ויבוסר יעקב לבדוי, כלי מה שהעביר כל אשר לו, שלא יועד לעבר אלו הוא לבדוי, ורוצה לעבור, לברוח דרך אחרת שלא יפגושיו עשר. So the Rashbam learns, יעקב really was planning to run away. ויעובק איש אימוי. Why the מלאך came? שלא יוכל לברוח, ויירה, קיום דבורם של הקדוש ברוך הוא שלא יזיקהו עשו. The Rashbam learns that the story של עשו came to hold Yaakov down, to meet עשו and to win עשו. Sometimes in life things become very hard and you wish that they will not happen, but sometimes Hashem leaves you there to see in the end that even if it's so hard, in the end it will work out. So the Rashbam is learning a new pshat in Vayahovik. We think Alamo Vayahovik Yishimoy that Sori Shel Esau tried to win Yaakov, or Hashem gave Yaakov the koyach to win also Malochim Shel Malo. The Rashbam learns Sori Shel Esau came that Yaakov will really win Esau. So, במילא, ולא יוכלו בני ישראל לכו לסגיד הנושף הקרת,
that showed that the akava is also letoiva. Not only the bad, the akava is also letoiva. That's what they say. They say over from the Biskerov ones that they had to give shoychad to a guy. So Biskerov said two zachen. Yaakov said verevach tosimu ben eider le'eider. He said when you send a guy a present, it's very important. He said, you know, he said a food plate, but doesn't make a difference what. The way it looks is more important than what it's worth. A guy looks the way it looks. It looks a lot. But it was a guy that they had to for the army in Chutz La'aretz, and the guy didn't want to take the sheikhah. They came back to the Buskerov. He said, beg him stronger, beg him stronger, he will take. So that's the Buskerov, and what do you know? It says in the Mefush Apostle, Vayiftzar boy vayikach. Ramban says that all of this is be'etzem to teach us l'doyos, the way that we have to be ready for the goyim is doyim, tefilo, milchomo, the way in the golis, Klal Yisrael have to do doyim, tefilo, milchomo, and be'etz Hashem, mudat, rabbi menatzeh. Thank you.